Zakt Eilige Mishnah Weiter, Mesechtes Arla, Perik Beis, Mishnah, Yud Dalet. Sar Shal Truma, Vishal Klei HaKeret. We have the sourdough of Truma and Klei HaKeret. It grew with a forbidden mixture of seeds and grapes. And together, the sourdough of Truma and the one of Klei HaKeret both fell into a dough. Shenaflu L'Tachisa, they fell into a dough. Loi Bezekedei L'Chametz, Loi Bezekedei L'Chametz. The Sar Shal Truma alone doesn't have the kayach to be machmitz to isa to cause it to rise. Neither does the one of Klei HaKeret. But when it started, they got together the chimtzu. And indeed, there were machmitz to isa, the isa began to rise. So we have a dough that became chametz through both truma and Klei HaKeret. So the mission of the bread that's baked on this dough, asa lezarim, is asa to non-kehanim. This is the sheet of the Chachamim explains about Tanura, who taught us earlier in Mishnah Yod that if you have spices from two or three different types of Asurim, they connect to Asur what they're spicing. In this case, it's not spicing, it's the sourdough that's causing the dough to rise, but it's the same principle. That's the reason that Asur Lezarim, it's Asur for a non-kayan to eat it. But a mutter l'kayhanim, kayhanim can eat it, because kayhanim can eat truma. What about the Klei HaKeret inside? Well, the Klei HaKeret didn't have enough to be Machmitz de Isa. But I thought you said the Chachamim say two Yisurim combined. Right. For Yisrael, the Truma would be Aser, and Klei HaKeret is Aser, the two combined. But for the Kain, you don't have two Yisurim, because they're Mutter and Truma. There's only one Isser here, and the one Isser isn't strong enough. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon, Matir Lazarim Ilakayhan, Rabbi Shimon says. And again, this is the Sheet of Rav Shimon, the same sheet of Rav Shimon we had earlier, that if you have two or three different types of Isurim, even though it's from the same mean, they don't connect. And therefore, even for non-Kayhanim, for whom both the Truma here and the Klei HaKeret would be Aser, still, each one on its own couldn't make the Dough Chametz, and according to Rav Shimon, we're not Mitztarefit. Incidentally, the Mefarshim explained earlier that this mission, as well as the next mission, is talking about a case where in the dough itself, the heter, the kapara of the dough, there's 100 times the amount of the sar shel truma, and 200 times the amount of the chelik of the sar of Klei HaKeret. If that wouldn't be the case, the dough would become aser, even if it's not machmitz. The whole point is, I have enough in the dough to be mevatel the isur. Problem is, that if the isur caused the dough to rise, it doesn't help if you have 100 times the amount or 200 times the amount. Zakt Rav Shimon, I don't have one Isser that's causing the dough to rise. The Truma doesn't have enough, and the Klei HaKeret doesn't have enough.